Halloween is a time to get dressed up, have a lot of fun, and you know what? Make a difference in the world. It really is. There's a big event happening in West Hollywood to raise money for MS. Down the street, around the corner from our office, actually. It's the Halloween Rocktober 80s Charity Bash at Whiskey A Go-Go, hosted by comedian Hal Sparks, who I should point out was one of our first celebrity guests on the radio with me like 18 years ago. And also appearing at the big fundraiser is music icon Tiffany, and she's joining us on the line right now. Hi, Tiffany.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I should say, I think we're alone now, so let's do this. Oh, geez.
Yes, we are, but we won't be on the day of event. I'm so excited. It's going to be fun. I've got a lot of my friends, because I'm an L.A. girl, of course. A lot of my friends are coming, and they're going to be wearing their best costumes for Halloween. And I'm excited to see Hal again. I, too, have known him for quite a while, so he's going to be a great host. And we're just going to rock it out and have a great time.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. All right, so we'll talk about the concert in a sec. But, I mean, you know, Halloween is not just for the kids. Let's be honest. It's for the grown-ups, too. I've got to know, like, what was your best, like, your most epic Halloween costume ever?
Yeah. Well, I think when I dressed up as a bunny, and it had the whole head and everything. So I went to this really big party. And, you know, that was back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And everything was thumping and pumping, but I just kind of, like, was able to, like, be incognito because I was in this bunny costume, literally. And no one knew it was me. So I had a really good time, actually, though. I was just watching and taking on the sights and dancing on the dance floor, totally being a complete idiot, I'm sure of it. But, you know, it was fun. I had a really good time. That was probably my best costume. Where I could just go someplace and just be me. And the others have been pirates. I do a lot of pirate scenes. I love Interview with a Vampire. Yeah. Pirates are my thing. I love vampires, pirates, all of that. So I was a pirate vampire one year that was perfect in Louisiana. So nailed it, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. So wait a second. So this bunny thing, like, it's like you started The Masked Singer long before it was a thing on Fox. Like, I hope they're paying you now.
I mean, I totally did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That year, I think I've been traveling and touring so much. I'm always on the road like I am right now as we're speaking, in a car on the way to the venue. And that year, I just decided I wanted to, like, be on my own and do my own thing and go again, just where I could just participate but not be the whole Tiffany thing.
Yeah.
So it's been funny because a lot of, like, you know, over the years, a lot of my friends have done 80s parties, and I've not went, but I get everybody ready. I'm like, you know, I approve their 80s, and if they're doing it right. So it's a lot of fun.
So there's the fun aspect of Halloween, but of course, you know, some people, you know, like the scary movies. Like, do you like being scared or do you like the fun of it? What's your Halloween vibe?
I like to be scared. You know what? I like to be scared. I used to like a lot of really scary movies, like, a long time ago. Now I like more fun, you know, tongue-in-cheek kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I definitely love, again, werewolves, vampires, pirate-themed stuff, anything that's, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek, lightly scared,
yeah.
I think is where I've landed now.
Okay, so when you're watching those movies, I gotta, you know, we gotta talk about the food. I love me a good Kit Kat bar. So what's your Halloween go-to treat?
Mine would be probably, I like Mounds, I like the dark chocolate.
Okay.
I like Twix, and M&M's, anything M&M's, I'm down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a whole, like, a bag can go and you don't even notice it. Like, they're good.
Yeah, I mean, they really are, especially if you're watching a movie. You just keep eating them, and you're like, what? So we buy the big, when I do give out candy, though, I give out the big bags.
Yeah.
The big version of stuff. So people do like to come to my house and trick-or-treat.
All right, so, you know, let's shift Halloween gears anyway and talk about the fundraiser I mentioned at the top. And it's going to be a cool night, like costume contest, prizes, giveaways, and you can meet Tiffany. Hello. I mean, come on, right?
I'm excited. I know there's going to be a whole list of great artists there, and it's at the Whiskey. So right in everybody's backyard, legendary place, and just a great night of music for MS, you know, raising money for MS. So great cause. And I'm, you know, I'm thrilled to be a part of it. I'll be flying in from Nashville to be a part of all of it. So yeah, come on. And let's have a good time and come meet me for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we should also tell people, like, Rock Against MS, I mean, that's been around for years. Obviously, you know, with the shutdowns, you know, things slowed down, but it's back in full force this year, just by the lineup you were mentioning.
It really is. I mean, you know, obviously through COVID and everything did slow down. So this year is even more important. The need is there. There's a lot of people that, you know, are desperate needs for many, many, many levels. With their disease and definitely just awareness.
Yeah.
So come and hang out. And I know that there's, you know, we're going to be debuting some of the new songs from Shadows, the new album. It's finally coming out. It's been a while in the making because of COVID. I kept putting it back because it's really hard to, it's an album we can't tour. And now everything is open and we're thriving again. So I'm very excited. The album will be out November 25th. Perfect timing, and the new single coming out October 13th, so it's perfect timing to just rock the house, celebrate.
Absolutely. The single's called I Like the Rain.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So, I don't really like the rain, especially not in LA. Nobody knows how to drive.
No. Let me ask you, though, I mean, you know, there's so many great causes out there, right? I mean, of course, we, you know, breast cancer, colon cancer, you know, heart disease, they're all worthwhile. I'm not saying they're not. But MS, it doesn't get center stage, and it affects so many millions of people. So just let me ask you then, like, why did you get involved with this cause?
Well, a few of my friends have MS, and I also think that, you know, something to be noted, it doesn't get a lot of attention. And also early testing. If you're feeling like something's off with your body, please go get these tests done, because it kind of creeps on. It doesn't have its, you know, normal. You could be diagnosed as a youngster. You could be diagnosed later on in life. So it's really about listening to your body as well. And if you feel like something's off, go see your doctor. And, you know, the earlier that you can start to treat yourself and learn how to deal with some of the flare-ups, the better, for sure. And like you said, not a lot of people address MS, so getting the word out is so important.
Absolutely. And you're getting the word out on your social media pages, as is Whiskey A Go-Go. But, you know, people want to check it out. It's October 12th, right? We know it as the whiskey, but it's called Whiskey A Go-Go in West Hollywood. And so check out Tiffany's social media. Do you want to give a shout out to your social media pages?
Yes. Everybody go to tiffanytunes.com. That's my website for all things Tiff World. Of course, Tiffany Tunes on Instagram and Facebook. And yes, we're definitely going to be doing all the different lead-up times. I mean, I know that for my people that are going to be following me, because it is Halloween-themed, we've got some surprises on my socials. So stay tuned for that, TiffanyTunes.com, everybody.
Absolutely. Well, I think we might have to have you back to talk about the album in a few weeks. I think so.
I would love that, for sure, definitely. I'm thrilled. It's my 11th album out, so, you know, where does all the time go?
Yeah.
I definitely, with all the albums, I love them so much, but this one, it's special, I think, because we did have to wait for so long. But all the musicians on the album, including Tracy Guns, very proud of that, from LA Guns. So, you know, a lot of my friends on this album, and maybe in a different way than you know Tiffany from before. A little rock, a little punk pop, you know, a little bit of all of it. So we've worked really hard on this album. I can't wait to start showing it off.
We've got like 30 seconds left. Final question. It might be a stupid question. What is the song that gets the biggest reaction? I think I know the answer, but I want you to tell me. The song that gets the biggest reaction at your concerts is?
It probably, I think, Grillo Down. People are ready to rock it and have a good time. There's something about that song that makes people happy. So I'm very, very grateful to have it in my life. And it continues to have this life, you know, with being placed in advertising and different commercials and on TV and different series. So that's great. I mean, for me as a singer, could have been. And if I really nail it that night, which is my favorite song to sing, the reaction is great. People, and I love to hear people sing that with song with me. It's amazing. Gives me chills.
So to everyone participating and attending the Rocktober Charity Bash, have a great time. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us, and let's talk about the album soon.
Awesome. Talk soon.
All right,
Take
thanks
care.
Very much.
Bye.